Track 8. Now that things have opened up a bit, here are a few of the best events in Norfolk this month.
Walking Trail. Time you came and saw us. T-Rexes on the streets. Dinosaurs will be taking over the streets of Norwich. Go-Go Discover 2001 follows the carnival of decorated elephants, gorillas, hares and dragons which have appeared in Norfolk in recent years, raising money for local children's charity Break. 20 large Tyrannosaurus Rexes will be on show throughout the city centre from the 12th of July to 11th of September, each one decorated by artists.
Dinosaur on tour, Dippy in the Cathedral. Dippy the Diplodocus will be welcoming visitors to Norwich Cathedral from the 13th of July to the 30th of October. The vast plaster cast of a dinosaur wowed visitors to London's Natural History Museum for many years, and Norwich is the last date of his extended national tour and the only cathedral he has visited. Listen out for lots of dinosaur-related special events.
Theatre, Wind in the Willows. Norwich Theatre Royal and Lost in Translation Circus launch a summer season in a big top tent in Norwich Cathedral Close. The fun begins with the Wind in the Willows musical from the 14th to the 18th of July and continues with Scottish comedy star Daniel Sloss on 19th of July.
Shows Summer Special. Great Yarmouth Hippodrome Summer Special is on now until the 19th of September. See acrobats, aerialists, daring stunts, dancers, swimmers and, of course, that world-famous water spectacular.
On the Streets. A programme of free live music and entertainment returns to the city centre on Sunday afternoons between 2 and 5pm from the 11th of July until the 5th of September. Some of the fine local acts involved are singer-songwriter Lucy Grubb, musical duo The Foreign Locals, Afrobeat fusion five-piece Nebula Sun, folk favourites The Shackleton Trio and Inlay. Performances will take place on Gentleman's Walk, St Gregory's Green and Wesselgate, with a performance spot swapping between Tombland, Riverside and Millennium Plain. All performances are outdoors, are free and no tickets are required.
End of the Pier. Celebrated as the only full-season End of the Pier show in the world, Cromer's Pavilion Theatre at the end of the famous pier opens on the 17th of July with performances of its much-loved variety show running all the way through to the 2nd of October.
Stately Sculpture. Houghton Hall has an exhibition of the sculptures of Tony Cragg in the grounds and house, and Rock, Paper, Scissors is in the stable block until the 26th of September. The local makers and artists taking part with contemporary and country art include artist Colin Self and sculptor Tusa Wilson.
And finally, wool spinning. The Friends of St Andrew's Church Little Massingham are launching their new charity with an art and crafts exhibition on the 24th of July. There will be wool spinning demonstrations and textiles, needlework, paintings, sketches, cards and books about Norfolk will be on sale. Proceeds from a cake stall and raffle will go to the church. Entry is free from 11:30 until 3:30 p.m.